A housing development aimed at attracting illegal aliens is being sued by Attorney General Ken Paxton. This is Friday, March 15th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. Things are clearly not going well for supporters of Speaker Dade Phelan ahead of the May 28th runoff to keep his seat in the House. They're pulling out all the stops and their checkbooks to protect him from his voters. We'll have more on that coming up. Houston Mayor John Whitmire has announced his appointees to an independent committee that will operate alongside the city's police department in reviewing the 264,000 instant reports that were closed without an investigation. Whitmire said he believes now the coding used to close out those cases was done in part to manipulate the city's crime reporting statistics. Police Chief Troy Finner said the only crime stat in which he has confidence is for homicide, but only because, quote, there's a body. Updating a story from earlier this week, the world's largest online platform for sharing sex videos has now disabled access to the site in Texas. This comes in response to the implementation of a new state law designed to protect children. I won't be naming the website here. The new law requires all commercial pornography websites to use reasonable methods to verify that users are at least 18 years of age before giving them access to X-rated content. Websites violating the law face fines of $10,000 per day. Rather than comply with the law, the pornography website is simply blocking access to anyone in Texas. Brady Gray of the Texas Family Project called this outcome a big win for Texas families. Austin donors, lobbyists, and politicians are scrambling to throw financial support behind Speaker Dade Phelan as he struggles to hold on to his Southeast Texas House seat ahead of the May runoff. The host committee for a Dallas event next month is a who's who of liberal and establishment Republicans, including the Houston-based Texans for Lawsuit Reform and its founder Dick Weekley. It also includes 13 DFW lawmakers and former governor and current gambling lobbyist Rick Perry, who's emerged as Phelan's chief cheerleader. Sources say Phelan's team hopes to raise at least $3 million at the Dallas event. Next week, Phelan will host a fundraiser for himself in Austin with an unidentified special guest at the Austin Club, a notorious hotspot for Democrat lobbyists near the Capitol. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Yesterday saw Attorney General Ken Paxton sue the company behind the housing development known as Colony Ridge for deceptive trade practices, fraud in real estate transactions, and other violations of Texas and federal law. The housing area has attracted national controversy for its practice of advertising in Central America and targeting illegal aliens. In a 2023 letter to Congress, Paxton described Colony Ridge as, quote, enabling illegal alien settlement in the state of Texas, end quote. Located northeast of Houston and Liberty County, Colony Ridge was sued late last year by the Department of Justice for using bait-and-switch predatory loans. Now, by way of background, Colony Ridge was authorized by legislation crafted and quietly pushed in 2017 by liberal Republican State Representative Ernest Bales of Shepherd. The issue was a central theme in this month's GOP primary, which saw Bales defeated by challenger Janice Holt. You can check out the details of all the stories mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. Today's edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Charles Blaine, Aaron Anderson, Sydney Henry, Brandon Waltons, and Will Biagini. And the Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.